Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women business owners by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Christine Carradine about 10 ways women can increase their self-worth. Our guest today is a native of Los Angeles, California, and a graduate of National University. Today, she is an executive agent with Thad Dean Wealth Society, a trailblazing financial education service that strives and thrives on positively changing people's lives. Their strongest clients are women, as they increase their self-worth. We're so honored and proud to have on the phone today a woman who is one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network of successful women business owners, Ms. Christine Carradine. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Well, good morning, Spark Plug.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Ms. Carradine, are you ready to talk about increasing your self-worth?
I definitely am.
All right. Well, we know you're extremely busy, so we want to get right into it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, you believe that a woman can increase her self-worth by setting weekly goals and checking them off each day as she accomplishes them. Why are weekly goals so important to increasing your self-worth?
Well, if you have set weekly goals and you're checking them off every day, it keeps you focused. It keeps you on task. It keeps you wanting to pursue your goals. If you can make a list and put it up somewhere that you're going to see it every day, your bathroom mirror, your refrigerator, in your car, somewhere where you're going to see it every day. And as you complete those weekly tasks, it's good to set long-term goals, but you want to keep the short-term goals on a weekly basis and check them out, check them off. It makes you feel as if you have accomplished something, and it gives you momentum. It gives you that energy to continue on trying to achieve those goals. But like I said, mainly it keeps you focused and it keeps you on task for increasing your self-worth. And it's something for you. Something that very rarely do women actually go into looking into self. They look into their husband or significant others, partners, and they focus that energy there. If they have kids, then it's that. If they're trying to reach the climb the career ladder, then it's that. And it's good. Don't get me wrong. Those things are good, but it takes away from self. And so you spread yourself thin, and you don't actually have time for self. So those tasks that you want to achieve, those goals weekly, should be for self.
All right. Well, reading a book a month is also an easy way to enhance self-worth. Why is actually reading a book such a monumental achievement today in our technology-driven society?
Well, it is monumental because everything's dealing with technology, with, let's say, your e-books and your Kindles, and all those things are perfectly fine. But when you can take an actual book in hand and sit down and read it, it helps you with those things we were just talking about as far as setting weekly goals. It helps you in that respect because reading a book creates path towards a better understanding and actions to take in the future when you're setting those goals for self-worth. And they're always accessible. You don't have to worry about the book in hand if you forgot to charge your Kindle the night before, or if you are using a tablet or some type of electronic. Even though we've got, you know, battery backup and power this and power that, when all else fails, you can grab that book in hand and flip the pages, and you can bend a corner, you can highlight, and you can create that structure that you need for increasing self-worth.
Well, I must admit, Ms. Christine, that I just finished up a book on the great tennis player, Andre Agassi, called Open. And when I finished it the other day, I read the last page, the last word, I did feel a sense of accomplishment.
Good.
Well, how can a woman increase her self-worth just by saying no and not feeling guilty as though she has offended the person asking?
Spark, you know, I have always said that your opinion is your opinion. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it wrong. So it's your opinion. It's just like your eyes are your eyes. Your legs are your legs, whether they're long, whether they're short, they're yours. And so if a woman saying no is her thoughts, her opinions, and something she stands for and stands behind, why should a woman, or anybody else for that matter, feel guilty? You know, if that's your opinion, that's how you feel, then say no. And whoever you're dealing with, speaking with, should respect that as your opinion. Of course, we want to do it and have things all done decent and in order. But if that's how you feel and that's your opinion, that's what you stand behind, then you have no reason to feel guilty. You have no reason to say or feel as if you have offended someone. So self-worth in that area will increase a woman's momentum, will increase her confidence greatly if she can just say no and not feel guilty, not feel as if you even owe an explanation, but definitely not to feel guilty by saying no to things.
All right. You kind of scared me for a minute. I thought you were about to start talking about my short legs. Okay.
No.
All right. Well, how does telling someone how much you appreciate them help build your own self-worth?
Well, it helps increase your self-worth, and it helps to build your own because especially with women, just growing up, I deal with children quite often, and I try to especially work on the little girls to compliment one another, and just because it does have them build self-worth in appreciation that they took the time to tell another young lady or another girl, you know, wow, your hair looks really nice today, or I really like that dress. No need to become a hater. Show the appreciation, because really, you saying that you appreciate that, really in the back of your mind is saying, you know, that's a level or an area that you want to grow to. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be jealous. Means let me work a little bit harder to get to that level. But while I'm working on it, let me show appreciation for the person that has already established that level.
So, and I think the beautiful thing about appreciation is when you let somebody know how much you appreciate them, it helps their self-worth and also increases your own. Is that correct?
Exactly. It does. Most times if you let someone know that you appreciate them in whatever area it is, it leaves you with a good feeling. it leaves you feeling as if, you know, because you've shown appreciation or you let them know that you appreciate something in an area that they are gifted in, that it does. It helps build a momentum and inspiration within. And that's very important in, especially women today, in increasing your self-worth.
Well, let me just say this. On that note, one thing I appreciate about you is that you've always been a straight shooter, and you get right to the point, say what you mean, and mean what you say, and I really do appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Spark. I appreciate you telling me that.
All right. Well, Christine, you're also a very sharp and elegant dresser, and it's evident that you take great pride in your appearance. How does dressing smart for each occasion help with self-worth?
Oh, it helps tremendously because it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good inside. It makes you walk with confidence. It makes you walk with your head held high. Excuse me. It says everything about you. You know, the saying is first impressions. You know, they go a long way. And when you give a first impression, when you walk into a room or you're just walking in a building and you're dressed smart and you're dressed for the part and you're dressed for success, then it's as if you have the feeling that I can conquer the world and there's nobody that can stop me. So it just gives you appreciation, again, of self-worth, and to dress for a success, to dress and give that first impression, irregardless as to who it is or where it is. But if you dress the part and take pride in your, it just gives you a whole different attitude. It just lets you command what it is you're trying to set forth.
All right. Well, speaking up for yourself in all areas of your life is also a very inspiring way to build self-worth. Why is it so hard for a lot of people, especially women, to do this?
I think because women don't feel they are respected in the areas and in the ways that they should be. A lot of times, you know, especially in the workforce, women don't have the same respect as men. So it's harder for them, or they're a little bit more reluctant to speak up because they feel as if they're not going to get the same respect, you know, especially in the workforce, as far as women that have children. And, you know, may be looked over for certain positions just because they have kids and, you know, the boss figures, okay, this person will be calling out because their child will be sick or different situations arise like that, women being said, quote unquote, more emotional than men. But not true, because we work hard every day. And we prove it daily in the workforce, in our everyday home lives, and just being an individual at hand. So, you know, we've come a long way, and we're still striving, you know, which is why we're going through in its historical moment at this time with Hillary Clinton being nominated for president of the United States. So, you know, her self-worth, I am inspired by just as a woman and wanting to go further in building it. So to speak up for yourself and just to know that you can earn respect built on your self-worth.
All right. Well, you know, I often hear women apologizing over and over again for various things. Does this behavior take away or add to self-worth?
I believe that women who apologize over and over again it takes away from self-worth. Why am I apologizing for something I'm very passionate about? Why should I apologize because I have a difference of opinion with you? That takes away as far as takes away from self-worth if I'm constantly apologizing about something I don't agree with you, or you say, you know, well, you should have done things this way or that way. Why should I have to apologize? Let me explain to you why I may be doing something that I'm working smarter at as opposed to working harder. Just because you don't, you have a difference of opinion. Doesn't even have to be an argument. But as women, in every area, stop and think about self. You don't have to apologize for those things. Why should you feel sorry about things, again, that you're passionate about or an area that you want to explore just because you didn't agree at some point in time? So, you know, even in growing up, you know, there are students that I've dealt with in various art classes, and their parents did not have or they didn't have the support of their parents, and so it's like they apologize and things like that. It's like, but you're a great artist, so why should you apologize? Because that's an area, field that you want to go in and make a career of. So it's something that women I engage with, I definitely try to explain to them that, you know your self-worth so that you're not apologizing for those things that you want to take a stand on, those things that you want to make an impression, and how you choose to make an impression. Everybody is their own individual and does things in their own way, but don't apologize for things that or areas that you want to explore and engage in for self.
So you believe that when a woman knows her self-worth, she knows not to apologize for her greatness.
This is true. This is so true. Because in the key word that you said there, her greatness. So, no, she shouldn't. Why should she apologize?
All right. Well, you know, I've read that singing out loud and sometimes at the top of your lungs really makes you feel good inside and can boost your self-worth. Is this something that you recommend?
I definitely do. You know, oftentimes, whether you're a singer or not, when you're in the shower or have gotten out the tub, you know, close the door and belt it out. It's good exercise for you. It energizes you. It gives you a sense of happiness, and it just puts you in a good frame of mind for the day. And I say close the door because if you're not actually a singer, doesn't mean don't sing. It just means that you might not want the rest of the world to hear how you're singing or, you know, what you're singing. But, yes, and then, you know, when you're singing, it doesn't have to be the latest. You don't have to know the words. You can make up your own song for the day on how your day is going to go, and it just boosts energy and gives you inspiration and momentum, and it gets those juices flowing for the day so that it puts you in a positive mindset. Try to sing, you know, a happy song, a happy tune. Even if you wake up and you're feeling kind of down about a situation, singing a happy tune may make it better. Or even if it's not a happy tune, even if it's on a sadder note or something like that, at least you've gotten that energy out and it's not suppressed inside. So that's a very good, like I said, it's like exercise. It gets you going in the morning and gives you that energy that you need to stay up and stay high and stay on a positive note.
All right. Well, Christine, how does forgiving yourself play into increasing one's self-worth?
It plays a very important role. First of all, you have to know that forgiving or forgiveness is not actually for a person that you have had a problem with. The forgiveness is for self. So forgiving definitely plays a part into self-worth, because if you're holding on to a grudge or holding something that you are not forgiving someone for, you're damaging yourself. You're doing more harm to yourself than you're doing good to yourself or anyone around you. And when you hold on to things like that and you're not forgiving, it affects not just you, but the people around you. And they don't even have to be connected to the situation where you should show forgiveness. So it plays a very important part in increasing your self-worth. At times, you may be dealing with an area where, or a person where they won't apologize. They won't ask for forgiveness. They're holding on to a grudge and you're holding on to that grudge. It's not doing either person any good. It's not productive. It's not positive. So if that's something that you're dealing with, put that on your weekly checkoff list of goals. Something as simple as that. It doesn't, your weekly goals don't have to be monumental, but if you need to forgive someone, and then you walk away as well feeling like, you know what, I was the bigger person in this situation because I was able to go and ask for forgiveness. And sometimes when the situation is not even a matter of I need to go and ask for forgiveness, but I just need to say, you know what, this is what's going on, but I forgive you. And you have released it, you have let it go, and you can move on. So it's not an issue that's standing in your way in any area of your life because you were unable to play a forgiving role in a situation.
All right. Now, my final question to you today about increasing your self-worth is this. Is learning a new skill or taking up something you've always wanted to do essential for building self-worth?
It is so essential, Sparkplug, because the world is changing every day. When you think about years ago, a simple telephone, and now everybody's got a cell phone. Very few people have landlines, so technology is changing every day. You have the cell phones where you have an iPhone 5 today and then a 6 tomorrow and then a 6 Plus. The next day, we've gone from VCRs to DVDs and 8-tracks and cassettes and albums and download everything now as far as, you know, iTunes and things like that. So you have to continue increasing your self-worth by learning new skills, taking up a new area that you're not familiar with so that you can be marketable, so that you can build for yourself, so that when you go on different interviews or you choose to, let's say, even volunteer in certain areas, you can put down your skills and you could not be so limited and so confined. Why limit yourself when all you have to do is say, okay, I'm going to put as a goal that I'm going to check off, that I'm going to build and I'm going to project a new skill in some area, whether it's an area that you're familiar with or not. Come outside of your comfort zone so that you can build self-worth. So even if it's something that you don't use on a daily basis, at least expose yourself to it. We were talking about books earlier. If you say, oh, I'm really not one, or, you know, a lot of times it's like exercise. I can't do it by myself. Join a book club. You know, if it's something where just make the time, but learning a new skill, taking on something that takes you out of your comfort zone, takes you outside of the box. You don't have to have necessarily a bucket list. That's fine if that's what you choose to do, but in setting those weekly goals, set an accomplishment that you set forth for yourself that you've never explored before, and that will build self-worth tremendously.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell us why you decided to advertise your business in Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine.
People You Need to Know magazine is one of the most successful magazines for women that want to build their business, build their self-worth. I'm so appreciative to you, Spark Plug, for creating the magazine and for giving women the opportunity to be able to reach out to everyone. It's geared towards women, but there's a lot of men that you know, are successful as well that are looking for women, but where do you find these women? And with People to Know, You Need to Know magazine, they can grab one and they can find the women that they've been looking for to help in the fields that they are most gifted in. They strive for their own business and to put it out there, and it's just an opportunity to succeed that is like none other.
All right. Well, and finally, how can people connect with you?
People can connect with me by going to my website, which is www.myfes/ChrisCarradineElliott.com, and they can connect with me there if they have any questions, if they can look at the website and see what it's all about, and contact me there. And it's just I'm waiting and happy to hear from those that want to build self-worth. It offers financial education services, which help build self-worth in very, very facet areas on that website, excuse me.
All right. Well, Ms. Christine Carradine, Executive Agent with Thad Dean Wealth Society, thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug. Have a great day.
Oh, you too now. You've been listening to Sparkplug Radio, the radio station that shines a brighter spotlight on women business owners in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your next conference, meeting, or for your women's group, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another brilliant job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine has created the gold standard for showcasing women business owners. We have everything in place to bring your brand to life and add a spark to your business. Give us a call today to get started at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.